Happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of The Blondest. This is your host, Savannah Boda, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. Welcome back to another week of listening to me talk about everything skincare related and, you know, all the stuff. So, oh God, this episode has been so long due, but I just haven't come around to recording it. And today is the perfect day because I had to fire another person. And you guys, it is the hardest thing in the world. I really thought that I would be able to do it. And I'm actually super proud of myself because I ended up doing it like a professional woman, but it's never easy. And I kind of want to talk today about problem employees. And when you find someone that just isn't the good fit for your company and it's hard to, you know, let them down, but let's just talk about how to do it the right way and talk about my past employees that just didn't make the cut of America's Next Top Esthetician. No, I'm just kidding. So, I have to breathe, you guys. I just walked up so many flights of stairs and I'm so, you guys know me. I really don't work out ever because I work every day. So, man, I just get out of breath like a 300-pound 40-year-old man, but it's fine. That smokes a pack of cigs a day. It's fine, but I'm just 23 and healthy, I guess. So, okay, let's rewind. So when I first opened my business, nobody expected it to grow as fast as it did. I mean, I didn't even think it would grow to what it is today. And gosh, moving into this new space has been amazing, but it's so stressful. I mean, I thought I was going to be fine just having one girl work for me. And now I have four employees. Here we are 1 month later and I have four employees because there's that much work to do. I mean, it's the scariest thing when your business grows so big, so fast, and like you're mentally not ready for it to grow that big. It's just like, where's the time to evolve this brand? Where's the time for me to, you know, control everything? It's like not in my control anymore. And so I'm having to hire on people and, you know, put so much trust into them and delegate them things that, you know, I never thought I would ever let anyone do. So it is a very weird transition for me to trust people with like placing my inventory orders and like checking out my clients, consulting my clients, answering my phone calls and text messages and DMs. Like, it's a lot of trust. So let's go back a little bit more. So when I first opened my business, I had, you know, no idea what I was doing. Nothing was like set up the right way. I didn't know what QuickBooks was. I just literally did facials and let people Venmo me, PayPal me, sell me cash, like gift cards. Like, I once accepted like 5 smoothie gift cards as like payment for a skincare treatment. You know, pretty solid move on my part. But I would never do that again. I've even gotten pet coupons as a like tip for my cat food. I mean, I literally accepted anything at that point. So my books were a mess and my business started growing and I was like, oh my God, I need help. So I found this girl who, you know, basically started her aesthetics journey through me. She used to come see me for acne facials all the time. And when I worked for a plastic surgeon, and you know, I was talking to her about my job, like how much I loved it. And she was like, you know what? I think I want to go be an esthetician. And so I supported her through school, you know, answered questions, whatever. And, you know, we pretty much bonded. And when it was time for me to get an assistant and I just needed so much help, she was like, I will come help you for free. And who says no to free work? Nobody. So I was like, okay, perfect. Like, come intern with me. And she was still in school at the time, so she wasn't there every single day with me. But it helped. Like, at this point, you guys, I got so busy. My poor boyfriend would go to school all day. And then he would come over to my suite and sweep my floors and wash my dishes for me because I was so freaking wiped out. Like, I just, after months and months of doing all that myself, like, not every night did he help me, but, you know, he helped out a lot. So that's when I knew it was time for an assistant because it was weighing on our relationship. Like, Lance has, God, he's been with me through everything. When we first met, he thought I was going to be a nurse. Ha ha. Now I'm like a solo esthetician owner with four employees and just, it's crazy how much growth, you know, we've gone through together. He never knew he'd be dating the Dallas esthetician. And it was so funny. Sidetrack. The other day he went to go get Chipotle and the girl was like, oh my God, are you the Dallas esthetician's boyfriend? And he was like, I can't even go anywhere. You're famous. And I'm like, dude, no, it's just local Flower Mound people. It's just locals, man. That knew me from high school, I'm sure. So whatever. Anyways, this girl came to help me, and I'm not going to get into like too much detail because I have so much respect. Well, no, she stole from me, so I don't have respect for her, but I still have love for her, if that makes sense. So it's hard. I'm one of those people, you can do me so dirty and I'll always forgive you. I hate that about myself. Like, I just hate being so nice to the core. Like, it literally, like, I wish I had it in me to like be like, no, like, fuck that bitch, but I can't because I'm a lover and I still cherish the good of her. She wasn't all bad, okay? But she did take advantage of me. And, you know, a lot of that was a learning lesson for me because I was so lenient with her. I, you know, didn't get mad at her when she was late. Well, I mean, I got mad at her, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't stern with her. I mean, it was my first time being a boss. I remember the first time I yelled at her, I was literally quaking, shaking like this, that she like had to hold my shoulders. And she was like, Savannah, you have to be able to like tell me what I'm doing wrong. Like, I need that from you as a boss. Like, you have to tell me. And it was like little stuff, like her being on her phone. I was so terrified to like be like, no, put your phone up. Like, that's not okay. You can't do that. And it's just because I never had to be in that position before. Like, when I used to work at Fish City, and I've talked about this before, I was literally banned from being the closing server because I was so bad at it, because no one would do their duties. And then I would have to stay till like 2 a.m. doing everybody's side work because I was so nice. And they'd be like, oh, my dog. And I'm like, you know what? Go home, girl. Oh, my boyfriend. I'm okay, girl. Go home. I got you. I'll do your job. And I'm like, yes, man. And I've told you all this before. I would say yes to everyone. I've been trampled on, stepped on. And, you know, everyone said, my mom especially, was like, one day you're going to get so fed up that you're just going to go like full bitch mode on people. And that's where I am in life, you guys. I have thrived into a Karen, and I'm not ashamed of it now, because you have to, or people will be so shitty. So anyways, I was bad at lecturing her. So a lot of the things that she did, like, I don't put that much blame on her because I was her boss and I wasn't a boss to her. I, you know, took her out to drinks and I learned my lesson when I just took my employees to Colorado. But anywho, you guys, my whole thing is, if you work for me and you work for my company, like, you're family. It's just, it might be my immaturity because I'm 23, but I like to think I'm pretty mature, but it's just, I don't have friends. And like, when you're at work all the time, like, you just go through so much growth and like emotional things that you just become so close, connected, and bonded with these people. It's like literally trusting someone with my actual infant child. Like, I built this business by myself and now I'm trusting people with it. Of course, I want you in my life more than just my employee. It's like, it's a small business. So, you know, some say, you know, don't ever get too close with your employees, blah, 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 blah. And that's really good advice. But if you're someone like me, I literally can't help it. Everyone ends up being my best friend. Like, it's just a thing. Like, I don't know what it is, but I just become so close. I'm just a lover and I let people in. Okay. So a lot of the stuff that happened with my first employee, like I said, she lied to me about so many things, you guys, so many things. And I would just be like, so scared to confront her because there's that like little piece of you that's like, what if they're telling the truth? And then you look like the asshole, you know, like what does it say? They say it's like assumptions make an ass out of you and me, that thing. So I would just let her get away with freaking murder, you guys, all the time. And any of my clients that are listening to this, like, y'all know how bad it was. Like, it was awful. So, you know, when we talk about having employees and, you know, how to handle them, there's no one way. And it is a hard thing and it's very difficult. No one teaches you how to handle people, I guess, unless you went to college and like did communications. But most of us estheticians, we didn't go to college. We went to beauty school. And as much as they don't teach you, because they don't teach you much, we really don't learn about that part of like, what do you do in these situations? How do you handle, you know, communication with your employees in like a professional way? So anyways, flash forward to what we're doing now and my employees. So I have Adriel, who is leaving soon to go back to NYU because they decided that they're not going to do online classes anymore. So she has to go back to New York just for one class. It's so sad. My heart is shattered. But hopefully she'll come back in the summer and maybe she'll take a gap year and stay with us. So prayers for that. And then I have Tyler, who is my longevity employee right now, the one that's going to be with me. He is my right-hand man. He is who my older employee was going to be, that person that like literally is going to reap the riches of my business because they started with me and they are my right-hand man. So that's Tyler. He's like the other half of Savannah Boat Aesthetics. He is the workhorse of the back end. He does everything, every email, every phone call, every brand, anything. Like, he's just amazing. So I got so blessed with him. And I've talked about how I got these employees and all of that before on other podcasts. So we're not going to get into that today. So if you want to know, I don't remember which episode it is. So sorry, but I'm sure it says something about the dream team. So yeah, when I brought on Adriel, I didn't think I would need another person. And then I did. So we brought Tyler. And now we're realizing that, you know, every time I add an employee, I guess I just add more work onto them to the point we need another employee to take over that workload. Like, anytime they get to like a smooth functioning, like well-oiled machine, I'm like, let's start post-peel kits. Let's make a new t-shirt. Let's, you know, start vlogging twice a week. And so I always have big plans. And like I said, my business is just growing so fast that like Tyler can't focus on the bigger picture. He doesn't want to be doing the emails, the phone calls, all of the, you know, not that it's boring because it's very, very important, but not the big picture stuff. Like, we want to work on getting, you know, esthetician tools out on the market. We want to work on, you know, my peel fans. We want to work on the phone cases that are almost ready, you guys. I'm so excited for these phone cases. Oh my God. But it's taken forever. And it would have been faster if Tyler had that time to do it, but he doesn't. So now we're bringing on a third employee. So this girl, I had known about her for a while because when I literally wanted to fire this first employee that I had that I was talking about so many times. And it was easy to let her go because it was so much built up resentment and like so many free passes. Because with her, it was so hard to let go. One, she started with me so early on. So I felt almost like this sense of loyalty to her. Like, I, you know, owed it to her. And that's not true. You don't owe anyone anything. And even though my business is my business, like, she helped it grow at such an important time that I could not have done it without her. Even though most of it was half-ass, even that half-ass work, like, it made my business 10 times better. So, you know, we basically are just maintaining, we're keeping our head above water for such a long time, because if I had the space to facilitate more team members, I would have, but I was in a teeny tiny suite. Like, it was already awkward to have an assistant there every single day, sitting in a chair in a, you know, 150 square foot room, staring at you while you're getting your facial. Like, there's no way I could have brought a second person. So I basically had to cage my business and, you know, keep it small until I had the money to bring, you know, staff in and be in a bigger space to facilitate that. So now that we're in this bigger space, I realize I need an even bigger space. I'm so pissed off. I just spent so much money on this building and I'm like, we need more rooms. We do. Honestly, we have shoved every one of those cabinets to max capacity. We have the attic almost full of just stuff. Like, there are so many things that we have, all of the t-shirts, like, there's just not space. So anyways, that brings me to us needing to bring on this third employee. So like I said, I'd known about her for a while because while I was trying to fire this other employee, I, you know, reached out to other candidates and I never just pulled the trigger. I was interested in them. I just could never let her go until it was something, like I said earlier, that broke the straw that broke the camel's back, which was her stealing from me. Because you just can't come back from that. And it was long overdue, you guys. It was long overdue. It was just so hard to rip that band-aid off because, like I said, she was family. So anyways, I bring this girl in and I'm like, listen, I already know you're amazing. I wanted you a part of my team for such a long time. I want to give you a working interview. And she was like, okay, perfect, blah, 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 blah. and she has degrees. So I had to, you know, offer her a little bit more. So it was a pretty big expense for me to bring her on for my company. So I was expecting a lot from her. She had a lot of talk. You know, she made me feel like she was going to be the perfect fit. And even like Adrielle and Tyler will tell you, I talked about her for like weeks. I was like, I am so excited. This girl is going to help our business so much. She's going to be so amazing. We're going to get so much done. I can't wait. So then she comes into shadow, and you guys, this girl, I don't even know where to begin because there are just so many things that I just saw red. Okay. First of all, she was on her phone at least 7 to 8 times throughout her shift working for us first day, you know? And the worst part of it was she was literally texting, and I'm going to use my phone for reference. Oh, crap, I hit the microphone. Anyways, like that loud at my reception desk while we were checking out a client with no face mask on. She went into my consult room with Tyler to learn how to do consults 4 times that day without a mask. And Tyler was like, oh my God, no, get out of the room. You have to get a mask on. Like, who does that your first day? That is supposed to be like your prime. Like, I was always the worst employee, you guys. I'm not going to lie. I've been fired from pretty much every job. I'm a really good worker for myself, but I just really don't like to work for other people. So thank God I have my own business. But anyways, I'm not the first to be like, I'm such a good employee, blah, 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 blah. Because I'm not. But you guys know your first day, you're supposed to put your best foot forward. Like that's when you like try your best. And I was just shook. I was like, if this is your best, what is it going to be 3 months down the line? And so you guys texting in front of on the thing, I literally pulled Tyler in the back and I was like, Tyler, I'm seeing red. You better tell her to put her phone up or I'm going to literally like lose my goddamn shit today. And so Tyler's like, hey, yeah, Savannah really doesn't like it when you have your phone out. Like it's company policy. Can you please put it up? And then the girl does it 3 more times. And I'm not about to yell at somebody in front of my clients. That's so unprofessional. And my day was triple booked. I had 15 clients. I did not have time to talk to her. So I was like, literally looked at Tyler in the eyes and I was like, bruh, handle this, get a handle on her. You know, we need to get like her off her phone. And so not only does she do that, but I don't know if you guys have seen my laundry room. This is me being so petty right now, but it's fine because you'll get it if you're me. She dethroned me. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. So we have 3 little chairs in the laundry room and then 1 big comfy ass chair. And that's like where I sit in between clients to like bask in my glory and just check Instagram DMs, like munch on some snacks, you know, like look at my betta fish. That's like my sanctuary. Okay. And like when we had morning meetings, she saw me in my throne. Like, let's just all assume if there are 4 chairs in a room, 3 of them are small chairs and 1 of them's the big chair. And it's like, you know, has all my shit on it, like my computer. Would you not assume probably you shouldn't sit there? So it's lunchtime and I walk in to see her in my seat and I didn't say anything, but I like casually was like, oh, my back hurts because the other stool chair things, they don't have backs. And she's like, I know this chair is so nice. I love this chair. Your spot's so nice. And I'm just like, the disrespect. Okay. But she didn't know, but like also like read the room. You know what I'm saying? Read the room. Okay. And then while it's closing duties, she did not help with 1 single trash bag, just walked by them. And like, you guys, that is my biggest thing is like, you go above and beyond your first day. Like now, if she was 3 months in and didn't do the trash, I'd be like, hey girl, come and help, you know, but it's like to set the bar so low. Your first day, I was baffled. And the thing that made me so upset was I even told her, I was like, listen, you're making more than a lot of people that work here. And I'm willing to make that financial sacrifice because I think you're worth it. And that's what you give me. And then I go to check Instagram and see she's posted 4 selfies of herself in my building during work hours. And none of them pertained work. It was like swipe up for my OTTD or whatever it's called, outfit of the day. Like, look at my clothes. Like it was nothing towards like, hey, come check out Savannah Boat Aesthetics. Like I would not be mad if she was using her social media to promote us during the work hours. But like, just for like, I just can't, you guys. Okay. So she leaves and I'm like, I can't talk about this tonight. I need to sleep on this because like I said, I had high hopes. And then after doing some talking with, you know, some of my SD friends and just, you know, really doing some deep soul searching, I was like, you know what? I'm Savannah motherfucking Boda, and I am not going to settle for subpar. My business needs this. I can't, if she's going to give me this day one, like what's going to happen further down the line? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring her in person and tell her. And at this point, you guys, I'm shaking. And a lot of the reason I didn't want to do this is because I hate firing people. Like with my first employee, like that was easier for me because it was so overdue. You know what I'm saying? Like it was just festering inside me until I like exploded. Like I just let her get away with murder for so long. And so with this new girl, I'm like, no, if she's going to do that day one, like I don't have any attachment towards her. I don't have any emotions towards her other than disappointment. So we're just going to let her go. And then I'm like, Tyler, will you please fire her? And he's like, Savannah, fuck you. No, you hired her. You be the boss. You got to do it. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And I was like, you have to be there for moral support. So I text her. I'm like, hey girl, can you come in and talk with me or whatever? And she's like, yeah, for sure. So she comes in, we sit down, and I'm just prepared for her to be like, please give me a second chance. Like, no, like I promise, you know, I'm expecting that. I'm like, I was expecting a struggle, a little bit of a struggle, you know, just to stroke my ego a bit. I was expecting a struggle. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, she really wanted this job. So I was like expecting a fight. There was no fight, you guys. I literally wrote down how I was going to fire her on my like iPhone notes and recited it to myself 95 times the day before I did this. And I literally just like ripped it off like a Band-Aid. And this is exactly what I said. I'll read it to you. One sec. Oh, crap. I have to dig through my messages. Okay. Let's see. It's Tyler texted it to me. Okay, we found it. Here we go. So I was like, blank's name. How are you doing today? And then I'm assuming that they'll respond good. So they're like, good. And I'm like, okay, I wanted to talk to you today because I'm not going to be able to move forward with your employment based on your performance from Saturday. I'm honestly shocked because I was so excited to bring you on board and thought you'd be a great fit for our company. But on Saturday, you were on your phone multiple times, including texting on your phone right in front of my client at the reception desk. That is not okay. And quite frankly, it is disrespectful to not only my clients, but to me as well. Unfortunately, because this job is so critical and we have so many candidates, I cannot afford to take the risk and give you a second chance. I wish things did not turn out this way. Like I said, I was so excited to have you here, but my decision is final. Thank you so much for your time. Tyler will get your information so I can send you compensation for your work on Saturday. And she just says, okay, and walks out. And then me and Tyler are just like batting our eyes at each other, like jaw dropped. We're like, she didn't even fight. She literally just said, okay, like, and walked off. I was like, all right, you know, my ego's not hurt at all. She didn't even fight for this job. Like, what the fuck? And so I was like, whatever, you know, our loss. That's another reason we didn't want her. Or not our loss, her loss. It's another reason why we didn't want her. Not only did that happen, but 3 minutes later, I get a request from Zelle requesting me for 9 hours of work when we worked 7.5. And I was like, oh, fuck no. So I was like, Tyler, you got to email her and be like, hey, we're paying you blah, 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 an hour as agreed on. Because this girl, she never signed anything, guys, too. Let me make that clear. I sent her an offer letter. She accepted it. And I told her I wanted her to come shadow before I made things official and had her sign her W-4 and like all that NDA, everything like that. So she had not signed any employment paperwork. She was not on payroll, nothing like that. So a lot of people were like, why'd you even pay her, you know, for her subpar ass texting work for 7.5 hours? But I'm a good person. And if I said something, I mean it. And like, I'm not about to, it's not, no sweat off my back. You know what I'm saying? Like just pay her and be done. So anyways, but I'm not paying her for $9 because fuck that. So I was like, okay, listen, we sent her a nice professional email. You know, you worked blah, blah, blah hours for this much per hour. We're sending it now. So we sent it to her. And then she texts me and she's like, I feel like it was really unfair that you let me go. I was never made aware of a cell phone rule. And I just like could not even reply. You weren't aware of a cell phone rule. That's literally being like, hey girl, why'd you shit on my reception desk? And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. No one told me I couldn't shit on the reception desk. I'm so sorry. Like that is motherfucking common sense. No cell phone rule. Like anyone is going to tell you that. They tell you that in freaking middle school. They tell you that everywhere. Like that's just respect, man. Like that has nothing to do with rules other than respecting other people and like their time and like the opportunity to work for somebody. I mean, it just, and that's another reason. I don't want an employee that I have to tell, like, please don't be on your phone. Like, that's a given. So let's fast forward. Either one works, honestly. Let's just go with flash. It's better. Let's flash forward to 3 days after that. I have another interview with this girl, and she is perfect. I'm so happy. So we just brought on this girl named Tiffany, and she is an esthetician, but she's going to be training with me throughout the next couple months so that she'll be ready to take clients in the fall, hopefully, assuming everything goes well. And I didn't have to say anything about phones to her. This girl kept her phone not only away all day, but turned off. My office manager, Tyler, told me, he was like, I asked her to look something up on her phone, and she deadass had to turn it on. Like, that literally makes my heart get butterflies. Like, that, love that. Like, chef's kiss. Like, that's perfect. And she was so helpful. Like, she literally helped with everything. She caught on so fast. I'm so excited to have her. Like, she is amazing. I just could talk about it all day. I have the perfect team. And then we also have a new girl named Alyssa, who I've known for a while. She was a client of mine. Well, still is, but not really, because she works for me and gets everything for free now. But she was a client of mine, and she's working Sunday, Mondays for us because we need three people at all time. And Adriel does not work Sunday, Monday anymore because she has to study. But we're also looking for another to replace Adriel once she has to go back to NYU. So we're still hiring. There's just going to be a lot of new faces at Savannah Boda Aesthetics. I am terrified, but I'm also very hopeful and optimistic and excited to see how my business is going to grow. I am so excited. I have my little babies. Oh, you guys, it's absolutely a dream to find your people. I mean, it is not an easy road. You're going to have to say no to some people. And, you know, it was so hard to say I couldn't, you know, employ this girl after one day, but you know, my gut told me I wasn't feeling it. And after her actions and like the way she handled it, I was very thankful that I trusted my intuition. And you know, that's a lot of the things I am learning as I get older, is trust your intuition. And if I had trusted my intuition from the beginning, when I thought my first employee was lying to me, instead of being afraid of like accusing someone of something and being like the asshole that's wrong. And there's a way to do it without accusing. You know in your heart when you're getting fucked over. You know, like, you feel it when someone lies to you. And we always try to ignore it. Like, every time I've been cheated on by a boyfriend or lied to, like, they'd be like, nah, babe, like, you crazy, like, you tripping. Like, I would never, like, I love you. And then it comes out 5 months later that they'd been cheating on you with the girl you thought they were cheating on with you the entire time. Why? Because intuition is everything, you guys. You have to trust yourself. You have to believe in yourself. And I really think, you know, with every decision I make, if I have an ill feeling or like anything feels off, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to start trusting my subconscious and trusting myself and see how that goes. I will update you in 5 to 6 months and let you know if my life went to actual shit when I started doing that. But like, for now, we'll see how it goes. So I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you download and give us a review, because I don't have many reviews recently and it makes me real sad. So, you know, just give a girl a review and let me know what you guys want to hear about. So yeah, tune in next time. Y'all drive safe or wherever you're going.